It's 27 minutes past eight. Now, 10 years ago, a service that's been recognised for its outstanding work in helping to keep a local community in the South safe at night began. And tonight, Eastleigh Street pastors celebrate with a Thanksgiving service. Steve Smallwood is from the pastors. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Sasha.
Lovely to have you in the studio. Right, for those who have not heard about what happens on the streets and what you do, what is it?
Okay, well, street pastors are volunteers from the local church. They go out, we go out on a Friday night, but other areas go out on different nights, depending on their situation. And we go out to care, listen and help when we can. We receive around about 50 hours training before we go out. So that we can be safe on the street, but also so that we've got a good basic knowledge as we go out and try and listen, care and help.
So tell me, the usual things that you, and I bet that actually there's no usual night, there's no typical night, but you know, the majority of the stuff that you have to deal with, what is it?
That's a very good question. No one, you know, no two nights are the same. But we are certainly dealing with people who are out just enjoying themselves, and one or two people may enjoy themselves a little too much. But we do have quite a lot of more serious conversations with people who are perhaps going through quite difficult things in their lives. It's very sad to hear the previous interview that you had. But, you know, I've spoken to people who've had family members who've been diagnosed with serious illness, or who've lost family members, even people who've had family members murdered and so on. And sometimes they just need a listening ear, somebody yeah. who they can just talk to.
They're just an independent person that they may never have met before or indeed never meet again.
Yeah, and that's something that's very true of the work that we do. A lot of what we do is what you might call very transient, in that you never quite know the effect that you're having. But we do know that street pastors has an effect, and it's been shown in many areas to do things like reduce crime. But also, we know from the amount of thanks that we get from other people on the street. Often, maybe it wasn't even us as a group that helped. It was somebody in another town somewhere else. People are very, very grateful for what we do.
So you've been going for 10 years, and I just wonder over that length of time whether you have seen a change in how often your services are needed, or indeed what sort of care you have to give.
It's actually been remarkably stable, I think, over the 10 years. I think we're seeing slightly fewer younger people out, and that may reflect changes with, you think how much social media has changed, and people have got smartphones and things, many more of those things than 10 years before. We don't see, I think, any more drunkenness than we used to see. Eastleigh now has a pub that stays open till 3 a.m. It was 2 a.m. when we started, and occasionally 4 a.m. So sometimes people are just out longer, so they may be drinking for longer. But generally, Eastleigh is a safe place over the decades. We do see little patches of maybe a little bit more anger on the streets, but it ebbs and flows.
Are you out tonight?
I personally am not out tonight, but we will have a team going out from the celebration service as we finish going out onto the streets of Eastleigh. I've also brought you in a present, Sasha.
Oh, that's very sweet of
you. As it's our birthday, I thought I would bring you something.
Thank you very much. I'll give you a pair of flip-flops.
Yeah, so we give out flip-flops to ladies who often go out in lovely high-heeled shoes, but then realise at the end of the evening when they've been dancing for a little while that they really don't want to walk home in them. So we give those out to ladies like that to avoid them walking in bare feet on the street.
Do you know, that's absolutely the most practical thing that you could probably do for anybody at that one moment in time. And then that will start a conversation.
That's
and
right.
Then you will walk next to them, and then you are there. And it's got all your contact details on as well. Thank you so much. What a lovely thing. Remind us, if you would like to come and join the service of Thanksgiving tonight.
So the Thanksgiving service is at 7:30 p.m. tonight at Eastleigh Baptist Church. The speaker is the Reverend Les Isaac, who is the founder of the Ascension Trust and Street Pastors. The Ascension Trust has been going for around 26 years now, and Street Pastors as an organisation has been going for about 15-16 years now, so he will be speaking, and I'm sure he'll be very inspiring.
Absolutely. Steve, thank you very much for coming in. Thank you for the flip-flops.
That's okay.
what a lovely thing for your 10th birthday. Thank you very much, and I hope it's all a good weekend for you as well. Thank you.
BBC Radio Solent.